Based on rock samples from Earth and other celestial bodies, scientists estimate that Earth formed about 10 million years after the birth of the solar system. If Earth's entire history were compressed into one day, humans would appear only in the last few seconds before midnight. Humanity's hundreds of thousands of years represent only a tiny fraction of Earth's timeline. So just how old is our planet, and how did we determine this? Earth formed around 4.54 billion years ago, roughly 10 million years after the solar system came into being. Following the collapse of a giant gas cloud that formed the sun, remaining debris from this cloud came together to create the planets. However, the early Earth looked nothing like the green, thriving world we know today. In its infancy, Earth was still molten from the collisions that formed it. Heavier elements like iron sank to create the core, while lighter materials rose to the surface, eventually forming Earth's layered structure, the core, mantle, and crust. As the solar system settled and fewer meteorites bombarded Earth, oceans formed and life emerged almost immediately. Humans couldn't survive for most of Earth's history, but single-celled organisms have existed continuously for about 3.5 billion years, says Mark Papenchalk, an astronomer at the American Museum of Natural History in New York University. Recent research suggests this figure could be even older, up to 4.2 billion years. Scientists piece together this timeline using clues from the ground. Rocks hold the key to dating Earth and understanding past conditions. Through radiometric dating, scientists can use different radioactive elements to determine the age of a rock. However, Earth's rocks can be challenging because this planet is so active, so busy. Volcanic eruptions, weathering, and geological processes make it incredibly difficult to find rocks dating back to Earth's formation, explains Papenchalk. The moon formed from an early collision with Earth and lacks the complex tectonic activity found on our planet. Lunar rock samples from the Apollo missions helped refine our estimate of Earth's age, while newer samples from missions like China's Chang'e 5 continue to deepen our understanding of the moon's history. For nearby planets like Mars, humans can send robots to collect rock samples for dating. But how do scientists estimate the age of distant exoplanets orbiting stars beyond our solar system? The best way to learn about planets around other stars is by studying the stars themselves. I estimate the age of a star by observing its rotation rate. Younger stars rotate quickly, while older stars slow down. By measuring a star's rotation rate, I can estimate its age and apply a similar figure to its planets, Papenchalk explains. As we explore new worlds beyond our solar system, humanity is also gaining a more detailed understanding of planetary formation, a key to uncovering Earth's own history.